Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's always fun to talk to Susan Slusser of the Chronicle, who's down there at the winter meetings. Even, I won't say more fun now, but we just got to find out what the hell's going on down there in San Diego. Susan? What the hell's going on down there in San Diego?
Hey, Susan.
Hey, guys. First of all, I have to apologize. I've kind of lost my voice. I've been doing an awful lot of talking last few days, as you might imagine. It's been a wild couple of days. Yesterday, the swings were, enormous, going from looking like the Giants were finally kind of front runner starter in just for a while, and then waking up to the news that he's decided to stay with the Yankees. So, you know, we talked to Farhan Zaidi about an hour ago, and one of the first questions I asked was, so the Giants just feel like they got used as leverage, especially when you start hearing things like, oh, they're in the driver's seat, and then suddenly a guy signs, you think, like, oh, what's going on there with the judge camp? And then, of course, the Padres come in with apparently a very late, very big offer. I thought it was interesting that the judge camp, they certainly didn't take that offer to the Yankees and say you have to match this. I think it probably shows maybe more of a good faith effort with the Giants that what the judge camp looked like they did was went and said, hey, to the Yankees, could you match the Giants offer? And then we're good. Hal Steinbrenner had to basically put in a last second plea last night and said, what would it take? And judges people said, got to go that extra year that the Giants went. So, I know disappointing for Giants fans. Farhan Zaidi said that, you know, the entire Giants organization is extremely disappointed. They put in a lot of work on this. You know, this is one where I know the fan base is upset about it, but you can't really fault the Giants. They put forth their best foot. They really tried to woo him, you know, including his entire family. And I think it was probably pretty close. I think it was probably a tough decision for Aaron Judge, but I think he was probably always going to give the Yankees the opportunity to match, and they did.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do when someone wants to go back to the Yankees? Or I could put it this way, wants to go back to their former team, the only team they've known, and it happens to be the Yankees, which is they're the Yankees. I mean, they're the Yankees. So what are you going to do? I mean, you can only try, and whether you got played or not, it really doesn't matter. They had to go for this one. This is the guy they wanted to go for. And now you got to pivot out of them. Are we to assume that by all reports that the offers were either equal or very close to being equal?
Farhan wouldn't confirm any of that. I think they wouldn't get into negotiations. Fair enough. From everything I've heard and understood, certainly there has been no pushback on any of this idea. What the Yankees did was match the Giants' most recent offer.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Talking to Susan Slusser from the Chronicle on the UMA guest line. So did he make it apparent when you guys talked to him? Did you ask about other players? I know they'd met with Scott Boras, who represents Brendan Nimmo, and also Carlos Correa. Is he Bogarts as well, Scott Boras? Anyway.
Yeah, he's also Bogarts. Yeah, but the Giants had, as I reported yesterday, the Giants had specific face-to-face meetings about Nimmo and about Correa. I think Bogarts is, you know, it certainly sounds as if he's edging toward Boston. I think Correa right now has got to be the Giants' number one target, and I think they really need to get it done. I had Saidi a couple times, you know, sort of a, like, in this situation, do agents just really start, you know,
Susan, hold on. We lost you for a sec there. Susan, we're going to try to reconnect with her there because that sounded like it was a good question that she'd asked. Something about do agents something or other, and she got kind of pixelated there. But, yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound, you know, I imagine Farhan's real upset about the way this went down. Because, again, you got to put in effort to sign these guys. You got to do your homework. You got to sell them on the organization and what your plan is. And then if that doesn't happen and you feel pretty good about it, you got to change gears and you got to go to another guy and try to sell him sort of in the same way. Correa is the biggest talent probably left on the board, though Dansby Swanson is a damn good player as well. He could be in talks as well with the Chicago Cubs. And John Morosi told us just a little bit ago that Carlos Correa has connections to the Cubs as he worked out at Wrigley Field when he was entering the draft. So he may have some affection about that organization as well. And then again, there's other factors that come in. How important is winning? Is Correa willing to play another position potentially for a season before he gets to take over at shortstop for Brandon Crawford? There's a whole lot of things that have to be ironed out. But we'll talk to her about which pitchers they could be looking at, too. I didn't love the Sean Manaea tie. It sounds like we made the connection again with Susan Slusser on the UMA guest line. Susan, you were right in the middle of saying you talked to Farhan, you asked him, do agents, and then we lost you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when a team loses out on a major, major star like this, do they immediately start hearing from agents for other players, and do they start to kind of jack their prices? And Saidi said, well, you know, they're cognizant of not being looking like ambulance chasers, but he said, yeah, we're not going to get any discounts.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're Scott Boras, you know that the Giants need a star. They need to make a splash. And there's nobody in the business better than Scott Boras getting maximum value. And Farhan said, hey, look, this is their job. They basically get paid to know who's got financial flexibility and who really needs to make a deal. So they don't hold it against him. But, yeah, they might have to be tacking on an extra year and an extra however many million to land Carlos Correa, and I think they got to do it.
Well, look, Susan, it's like the Shark Tank. If all the other sharks are out and Kevin O'Leary is the only one in, he's going to cut you a break?
Yeah, no.
No, he's not going to cut
perpetuity.
You a break.
Every time, yeah, for life.
He's not negotiating with you at that point. It's like, here's my offer. Go ahead and take it. And I also said, Susan, that if the Padres are in on Correa, you better believe it's going to be an overpay for Correa. It may be worth it. But when the Padres are in on something, apparently they have $300 million they need to get rid of, or it's going to evaporate in the next couple of months, because they're like the Yankees and Dodgers right now. Any big-time free agent, they're going to be in on them.
Man, they really like to throw kind of a spanner in the works. It's crazy how they like to just jump in at the last second on any deal. It's really something. They are sort of I don't know, like the sneak attack. Now, it used to be like, who's the mystery 13? Now everybody's always going to be like, oh, yeah, the Padres.
it's always the Padres. Oh, let me ask you this. Go ahead.
I was going to say, with Correa being like a plan B, this is not a bad plan B. I talked to some executives this week who said, hey, look, if I'm looking at that length of a contract, I might rather have Correa. He's 2 years younger. He plays shortstop. Judge is a big guy. You know, his body might not hold up as well as Correa's. So I really think that the Giants, I wouldn't say lucked out. Look, they legit wanted Aaron Judge, and it would have been a huge get. But Carlos Correa, I think people have underestimated his potential star power. I know the Astros thing kind of tarnishes him a little bit, but he gets rave reviews for what he did in Minnesota last year in all areas, including character, clubhouse leadership, all of that. And that's a primo organization. I really respect what they do there, and they loved him.
How many times are you going to get a big-time free agent where you don't have to worry about the Dodgers bidding against you because they don't want him because their fan base would hate him if they sign Correa? So let's say they get Correa. What else is out there? Like, what Judge was the big shiny toy under the tree. I mean, that was it. If you get Correa, I think people would be very, very happy with that, but is there still an out? Could they go Correa and Nimmo if they wanted to? Would it make sense? Could they go Correa and a pitcher? Could they revisit Rodon? Could they revisit, or not revisit, because could they visit the Japanese pitcher that's
Senga
coming over? Yeah, Senga. Could it be two more free agents they sign.
Oh, it's going to be at least three more agents. I think they really have to sign. I think Nimmo makes a ton of sense. He plays center. He hits lead off. You know, he's looking at maybe 100, 120 million. That's a lot. But, you know, when you're talking about, hey, we didn't land Aaron Judge, a lot less than Aaron Judge. I think that would be a very nice combo. They're looking at Radon, but I'm hearing that Radon wants, and from very good sources, that Radon wants 7 years. I don't know if the Giants go 7 years on a starting pitcher of any kind, much as they love Carlos Radon, and they do, don't get me wrong. I just don't know if they do that, especially given their track record of signing guys who are sort of mid-tier and turning them back into, or turning them into, in some cases, top-flight starters. So
yeah.
They've talked to Sean Manaea. It sounds like they're talking to Chris Bassett. I think they're looking for catching help. That might come via the trade market. They've called on Sean Murphy. Mm. I reported the Bassett and Murphy today because, you know, guys that can't get away from the A stuff. But it's going to be interesting. But I say in the next week here, they make a couple of significant additions.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Is there any sort of desperation from them because of losing out on Judge and now needing to land what I think a lot of people think they need to land, a big-time player like a Correa or a Swanson, even though we're hearing maybe their focus is on Carlos Correa? It seems, and Tom and I were saying this earlier, feels to me like this has been the most desperate is maybe not the right word, but eager offseason to get somebody that big since they got Barry Bonds to show even if we're not putting the competitive World Series caliber team on the field, people need to come out and see the product that we have because we do have competitive players and guys to watch. It just feels like they need to land something like that this year.
No, they're very aggressive. There's no doubt about it. I know fans are disappointed with how things went with Judge, but I can tell you that every agent I've talked to has said the Giants are extremely aggressive. They've made it clear that they want to make major significant additions, and they've got the money to do it. I mean, it's not like they're walking through the lobby like throwing money at people, but you know, they're smart. They're not going to do it anything completely absurd, but they are absolutely. Scott Boras has said numerous times, like, look, these guys are ready to write checks right now. They are for real. So you know, for the Giants, things usually tend to start with pitching and defense. How often have we talked about how much they need to upgrade their defense? If you get a Correa, maybe a Nimmo, you know, and you can move Yaz around maybe a little bit, and a few other things, and I think they're certainly going to be a much better team. But that left side infield defense could be off the charts great.
How much do you expect them? I mean, this wouldn't be a big signing, but how much do you expect them to address the bullpen this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, they'll pick up some relievers like everyone does. I never even know what to say about relievers anymore because they're so hard to project. You could go out and get the best reliever in the market and he falls on his face, or you could get a minor league free agent and suddenly he's, one of your high leverage men. So they'll add some guys. You know, how that turns out, I don't know, but Farhan was not discounting the possibility of getting a closer type guy to maybe lessen Doval's workload, kind of have another kind of closer kind of thing going on. So maybe somebody with a little more experience. Jansen's obviously off the market now. I think absolutely the wonderful one would be, Taylor Rogers. That would be super fun. If not locking you into both Twins for quite some time, because I'm not sure how you could, like, have to eventually let one go and then explain it to the other one. But I think that they will definitely make some upgrades there too, and they've got to be looking because their bullpen last year was, at times a real issue.
Do you think they'd go 5 years on a starting pitcher? Like if Senga were looking for five, and the finances don't seem to be as big of an issue. Maybe it's the years with them. But you said if Rodon's looking for seven, and I think Tom and I both agree that's a little steep, 7 years of a starting pitcher. But for Senga, do you think five? Maybe not for him, but in general, is five the most they'd go?
I could see it, and I could see them getting creative. I could see, various kinds of club or player options or vesting options or all sorts of different possibilities that could make a longer deal work with a starting pitcher. And you never know. If the market is not there for Rodon on 7 years, it could be because, gosh, he's coming off consecutive all-star seasons. But if it's not there, maybe he's one guy they might think about six or five and an option or, one of those kind of things, multiple, some of those weird multiple option ones,
yeah.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Have you, some of this stuff I catch, like, I'm like, well, that just happened today? That happened? Wow, that's, I may have missed this, so I apologize if I did, but any word on Brandon Belt at all and what his status is?
Well, I think some of the guys that the Giants, have said that they have some interest in, including Belt, some of their the guys that they've had before. I think those are guys that are probably going to be later in this whole process. Really need to get kind of their bigger additions nailed down. But they were very clear they would like to have Belt back. It's whatever the kind of deal is, it's not going to be a big one. They've talked a lot about Lamont Wade's going to be playing a lot of first base. I think they feel like they're fine there at first. But why not give Brandon Belt another look, see what he's got? We know what he did just 2 years ago when he was healthy, and he can still play first. So there's really no reason not to. But, yeah, they haven't discussed him yet. But, there are other guys that I think that they would like to bring back that are kind of like on the back burner for now, understandably so.
Got it. Hey, you can go have some beer now. You got your San Diego, one of the beer capitals of the world.
Yeah, I'm going to have a nice, calm, quiet dinner, I think, and then and not talk for a while, because listen to me, I'm going to sound like I smoke 20 packs a day.
If you're going to do it, go all in, you know?
Well, it's hard to talk when you're drinking beer, and so I suggest you go that route.
Okay, so is beer good for you?
Beer's good for you, yeah. Beer's great for you.
Okay, perfect. There you go.
Thank you so much,
Susan. Thanks so much.
We really appreciate it, and I know it's been a long, long few days, so go enjoy yourself. Have a nice dinner. We'll talk to you soon.
Fantastic. Thanks,
Les. Great stuff there from Susan Slusser.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.